It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. With so many arts and cultural events here in New York City, it can be hard to figure out what's worth seeing versus staying home and binge-watching TV. Joining us now with a few suggestions, WNYC's Charlie Herman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know I like theater. I know you like theater. What's caught your attention?
Well, there's a show called Blacklight at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater. It's created by and stars Daniel Alexander Jones, and he performs as his alter ego, Jomama Jones.
Uh-huh.
It's a cabaret-type show, a band, backup singers, and then there's Jones, and he, she is pretty mm-hmm. fabulous. Dangerously high heels, costume changes, a lot of them, but what's even more important is that she's a really great storyteller and has a really great voice.
A supernova means a star is dying.
So that's really beautiful. What stood out to you in this show?
Well, Jones really sets the mood right at the start when you hear her say, "What if I told you it's going to be all right?" And you're wondering, what is the it?
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is it's whatever is troubling you, whatever right. you're upset about. What she's trying right. to draw your attention to is that we are at a crossroads in society right now, and we can't be indifferent while we try and think about and work through whatever that it is. We need to really be vigilant. This sounds like maybe it's a really deep, heavy show, but it's really deeply enjoyable, and she is really magnetic to watch.
Okay, on this theme of will it be all right, there's also a photo exhibit that focuses on a time when it wasn't all right for many years.
Yeah, at the International Center of Photography, there's a show called Then They Came For Me, and it's about the incarceration of Japanese Americans during World War II. We're talking 120,000 citizens and legal residents of Japanese descent that were basically rounded up and detained in camps across this country.
I was thinking, how could this be happening? Because somehow I knew it wasn't right.
It's a really shameful moment in American history. And what's really great about the exhibit is that it humanizes the people in the photos, some of them taken by very famous photographers like Dorothea Lange and Ansel Adams. There are the video testimonials like you just heard there. And the exhibit is really asking who is and who isn't an American. And these are questions that we struggle with to this day.
Okay, for a complete list of the things to check out this weekend, check out our website, WNYC.org. Charlie Herman is WNYC's business and culture editor. Charlie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.